So my name is John Carrier, and my title is Director of Health.
People in Iroquois Falls are up in arms because they think they're losing half of their paramedic service. Let's set the record straight. What's going on out there?
So what's going on in Iroquois Falls is that some of the staff that had previously, or the positions that had previously been assigned to Iroquois Falls on a night shift, were reassigned to Timmins and float positions over the summer due to human resources issues. And basically, that's we didn't have enough paramedics to cover the time off so that our paramedics can get some much deserved breaks and vacation and so on. So in order to be able to address that, we reallocated those staff to float positions in Timmins. And this was meant as a temporary fix while we try and get more staff. We were able to secure a little bit more staff. And then there's been some retirements and staffing changes. And again, we've lost some more paramedics to other services. And the opportunity arose to reallocate the staff to Cochrane. When I say the opportunity, I mean we wanted this to be the least disruptive that we could to the staff that are currently working. We try not to move staff that have been working, their whole profession in Iroquois Falls over to Cochrane or and so on. It wouldn't matter what service. But there was that as a factor. But the main factor was when we reviewed our call data, and we do this on an annual basis and an ongoing basis, is that Cochrane calls per year were at 358 calls for 2022, whereas in Iroquois Falls they were at 566. And they had a similar staffing pattern. But the thing that really stood out was the night shifts, where in Cochrane they did 316 calls on nights in Cochrane, whereas in Iroquois Falls it was 184 calls. And in order to try and address those night shifts and to give our paramedics the proper support, we decided to reallocate the float positions to Cochrane, which means that Cochrane now has 24-hour on-site coverage, where Iroquois Falls has day shift coverage and on-call at night. Now, prior to doing this, both stations had on call at night. They had one paramedic on site and the other paramedic on call. So we've improved the response capabilities in Cochrane, and the response capabilities in Iroquois Falls have remained the same as now both paramedics are on call. So in Ontario, there's a legislation that paramedics that are on site have to respond within 2 minutes. And for an on-call station, it's 10 minutes. And so both stations were at that. So now we've improved the Cochrane potential for improvement in Cochrane with the response time, and Iroquois Falls has basically stayed the same.
Yeah, so the people of Iroquois Falls have nothing to worry about. They still have paramedic service as efficiently as they
Absolutely.
did before.
They do. They still have the same coverage, 24-hour coverage with paramedics. On site during the day and on call at night. Most of our paramedics stay right at the station when they're on call at night, so we do have improved response time. Iroquois Falls are lucky they have paramedics that live in the community, so they respond from the home if they live in the community. But any of our new staff are basically staying at the station and responding from there.
If they are at home, do they have an ambulance with them so they can go directly to a call without going to the station first?
So that's where the difference is in the response time when I talked about the 2 minutes and the 10 minutes is they have a pager. They're called out, they respond to the station and then respond to the call.
Okay. But that's still, like you say, within Ontario regulations and standards.
Yes.
All right. Good. You've been very thorough. Is there anything you want to add about this?
What I would add is that what we have to understand is there's a challenge when it comes to human resources. And what I mean by that is getting paramedics. And it's not just paramedics, it's every healthcare profession currently in Ontario. In the Cochrane District, we're no different in trying to secure paramedics. If we look back 2 years ago, we had 110 paramedics. We're down to 85 paramedics across the district. So that puts a lot of pressure on the current paramedics that we have. What we would like to see is more service being offered in our communities, more paramedics on shift, an increase in our community paramedic involvement. However, we're restricted by the amount of paramedics that we have. And to be realistic, we want to make sure that our paramedics have an opportunity to get a break, to have some time off. And with the amount of part-time staff that we have now, we're not able to allocate all of their time off that they sure well deserve. It's already a very stressful job. Our paramedics are very dedicated across the district. And so we want to make sure that they get the break that they deserve and that they're refreshed and rested when they come into work.
I would
So we're
hope.
hoping that within the next couple of years, we've seen an intake increase in all of the college programs in Northern Ontario. That over the next couple of years, we're going to see a larger intake in students and in placements and being able to augment the amount of staffing that we have and being able also to provide a well-deserved break to the paramedics that are currently working.